The British Prime Minister Theresa May has rejected calls for another Brexit referendum in an address to the Parliament.
Break faith with the British people by trying to stage another referendum. Yeah. Another vote which would do irreparable damage to the integrity of our politics, because it would say to millions who trusted in democracy that our democracy does not deliver. Another vote which would likely leave us no further forward than the last. And another vote which would further divide our country at the very moment we should be working to unite it. So we can fulfil our responsibilities to the British people. So together we can take back control of our borders, laws and money. While protecting the jobs, the security and the integrity of our precious United Kingdom.
May warned that if her deal with the European Union is rejected by Parliament, Britain risks leaving the bloc without a deal. The British Prime Minister set January 14th as a new date for the parliamentary vote on her Brexit deal. The decision was slammed by the leader of the opposition Labour Party, who proposed a no-confidence vote.
This is unacceptable in any way whatsoever. So, Mr. Speaker, as the only way I can think of ensuring a vote takes place this week, I am about to table a motion which says the following: that this House has no confidence in the Prime Minister due to her failure to allow the House of Commons to have a meaningful vote straight away on the withdrawal agreement and framework for future relationships between the UK and the European Union. And that will be tabled immediately, Mr. Speaker. Thank you.
Now, Corbyn said that May has left the Parliament with unacceptable options. He said that the UK faces a constitutional crisis. The British Prime Minister is struggling to persuade lawmakers to accept her agreement with the EU. She postponed the parliamentary vote on Brexit last week after facing deep opposition within her own Conservative Party. For more on that, we're joined by Mr. Rodney Shakespeare, University Professor, joining us live from London. Thank you very much once again, Mr. Shakespeare, for joining us on this very sensitive issue to set some light on the different aspects of it. How do you see the future for Ms. May? Well, she was hopeful to garner some support, which is the reason why she delayed the vote. It does not seem that she is going to get that vote from the Parliament, does it?
Firstly, Labour is tabling a motion of no confidence in the Prime Minister, and that is going to be ignored. The government does not have to give that a vote. Secondly, Labour will not be tabling a vote of no confidence in the government because they still can't win it. The real problem is a deal has been agreed, and in Parliament there's been no method by which people really can express the opposition and get rid of the emotions and move forward. And this is why the tensions are building massively. The government has delayed the vote on the deal, which is accepted by Europe and accepted by the government. They've delayed it to January the 14th. The game there is possibly they're just trying to delay it, and then force people with no option except to accept that or have a smash out, a hard Brexit. This is highly risky. It's becoming pretty clear that the way forward will be when they start to have the vote, which they've just not had it at all, and allow amendments, that's to say, people to put forward the various options. Then you will find that there isn't a majority for any of them, at which point minds will have to focus on exactly what it is can get through. An example is, if you are against the deal on one little matter, you vote against at the moment. But when you're faced with only what you do, you may have to go with the deal, and the same with the other options. So it's high tension. Christmas is being wasted. I can thoroughly go with the opposition, and indeed everybody else in the country now, The tensions have built up. There is no release. We seem to be paralysed. And that can be a very dangerous situation because it can rapidly slip out of control, because at the end of the day, the government doesn't really have a majority. And then you could get chaos.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rodney Shakespeare, University professor joining us live from London.